Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It never gets old. 6 o'clock in the nation's capital, DMV. We're coming off a rough one. And now, once again, this battle-tested fan base is being asked once again to come in on a goal line stand. And that's where we are. Who better to have on that goal line stand than our favorite defensive tackle, Lanell Willingham, man who's the author of the Super Six Pack, and also who has been credited with one of the coolest nicknames of one of our head coaches here in decades, although there has been some news that he's not the author of that. But we'll let that stand either way. Nobody says it better. Super Six Pack, how are you?
We have not been able to track the well down.
So he's late again. Okay, well, you know, when somebody shows you who they are, Accept it.
We can still do the six pack. I have the six player, so we can just talk about them, or we can pivot to what's going on in around the NFL. You know, you got.
I would rather the pivot Giants from it because it's Chris Russell's genius anyway. Chris is the originator of the Super Six Pack, so I think we're gonna be real about this. We should do a cockadoodle do. So let's go. Did any team stand out to you at all yesterday, other than the Colts? Is there anybody that excites you?
Hold on, you don't want to talk about the Colts?
No, I like the Colts, man.
I think what they did yesterday was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Was an early game. That's the time slot we'll be in next Sunday.
Can we talk about that for a minute? Were you a West Coast kid, dude? When you grow up on the West Coast, 10 a.m. kickoffs, man. 10 a.m. If you're lucky, you get a little bit in there before Sunday school.
Yeah.
And the big battle, the older you get, your mom, can I just stay? No. Get your behind. And but, yeah, no, NFL on the West Coast, man, is – I like my sports the way I'm a – I live half my life both places, but I like it early. Yeah. I don't dig this late night, that 11:30 start. No.
Yeah, I was struggling last night.
Yeah, let's keep that thing real. But to watch Aaron and see anytime Big Tony's suffering, I do take great joy in that. People have asked me all day, "Hey, Shawty, have you heard from Big Tony?" Of course not. No way. But they'll be 8-8. I mean, they'll be what they always are. Yeah, but their defense, I mean, it's a hell of a game. It's one of the more entertaining games that I've enjoyed.
You enjoyed the Steelers game last night?
Yeah.
Really? Game I really enjoyed, well, and probably nobody wanted to talk about them heading into week 10? the Browns versus the Jets.
I wanted to see it. I didn't. It was a highlight guy. I really wanted to see it. How did Gabriel look?
Terrible.
So did Sanders get in the game?
No.
Okay.
Need to put him in the game. Like, Dylan Gabriel is not good. Like, he's
are,
not.
Are you saying
I think
that
Kevin Stefanski.
As a reporter, journalist, or do you just want to hear Deion?
No, I want to see Shador.
Oh, you want to see Shador?
I think Shador is better than Dylan Gabriel. Like, naturally.
Okay. I checked on the Buffaloes. They were getting tore up from the flow up.
Yeah, that was a surprising loss.
Surprising.
I'm pretty sure 90% of the parlays probably had the Bills winning that game.
Yeah, and I'm talking about bad host. The Colorado Buffaloes haven't won a game since I had an afro.
Yeah. They lost to the Cougs, right?
Yes.
Hate to see it. But it also goes to show, like, how important the quarterback position is. Like, I thought, you know, Salters was going to be the guy for Colorado, but that transition hasn't worked out well.
They've tried three guys.
Yeah.
And my problem, as always, is that we're not judging them how they hand off, because we don't hand off the ball. We're dropping back again. We're going with this OC thing again. And, you know, we thought his offensive line was improving upon it, but what was your biggest disappointment of the weekend?
Probably the Panthers, to be honest. I thought the Panthers had something going this season.
Dude, like, I lost on that.
They didn't look bad.
I know you don't want to talk picks, but yeah, I mean, this was interesting. It was not, I think it is more fun when you do get, like Miami beat New England. I did not have Miami. I had not New England, but
the Buffalo. The Bills.
I had the Bills. And I kept thinking to myself, whenever I lose on a game, I question myself, dude, why didn't you pick Miami? Because I said, I thought there was no way in the hell that they would score enough points to be able to beat the Bills.
We didn't have a great week of picking games.
No, I mean, I lost more than I think I've lost all year.
Yeah.
But it was still enough to beat you two. But the point about
maybe.
No, ain't no maybes to it. Dude, I was strong. I had enough to be.
Hey,
YouTube.
Doc, you have been cooking us. I can't lie.
No, I'm not bragging.
You're six games above me.
It's just me and you in this.
Yeah.
He's no factor.
Yeah, he's in dead last.
Yeah, he's in dead last every year. Yeah. Now, he won't admit it again. He'll filibuster. You know he's lying when he starts talking loud, when he starts trying to bluff you down. That's just an act.
Mm-hmm.
I don't buy it. He's Freddie Blassie. So it's cool. You know, let him do his thing. But I'm embarrassed because that one got me. There was another one got me, too. Not Cleveland. New Orleans? No. Yeah, maybe New Orleans.
The Saints, yeah. Saints beating the Panthers
was not on
my bingo card.
Are you kidding me?
Bryce Young looked bad. They couldn't get Rico going.
Yeah, see, but what makes the wagering, picking games, which is really exciting, I understand why it's so popular. But when you really care about it and you're trying to get it right, and then you start thinking that that's what makes these games so cool, because the Jets will win a game when you don't maybe not think they will, or New England. So who's impressed me overall? Who's the most impressive team this year? And man, without me really going deep, New England Patriots have got to be close, if not at the top for me, because I'm not going overboard because he was already proven. First of all, Brable can coach. If you didn't think that, you shouldn't be in your job.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that didn't give him consideration, I don't think it was ever a question. He was going to be a Patriot or a Brown because he's from Cleveland. He made it very clear. Who is dumb as dirt is the Cleveland Browns. Because Lot tells me he wanted to do that. People from Cleveland, man, you don't understand how big the Browns are. The Browns have as much clout. Their record is not indicative of their support. And I've gone on record over and over again saying that They might be the number one fan base in pro football.
Yeah.
And people are I can hear Linnell right now blowing up like a blowfish. Who supports their team with as little in return that you get from the team than the Cleveland Browns? You have not seen the Super Bowl yet. If they ever get in one, you can forget about going to it. You might as well just get you, hope your cable package isn't good. Yeah. And people go, why? Same thing with as much as that kid on Bird, the Bears have a lineage. The Bears have a following. The Giants, same thing. It's that thing, man, where once upon a time, they were really, really good. In my lifetime, I used to hear my old man them talking about Cleveland. Why? Jim Brown. Why was it so big? Also, integration had a part to go with it. Not everybody had African-American players.
Yeah.
That was not a thing at the time. Which sounds really crazy now to think that. Yeah, that's what happened in this country. That's not, I'm not making it up. It was real. And so to see that people following and then getting these breakthroughs on this, this thing has grown up big time, and it's magnificent when a group of people can follow and give that much into a team. That's why our fan base is split, but they still support. But you have no idea the power that we're leaving behind. We're leaving horsepower behind because they'll never come back to it unless their needs are met or at least understood and work it out. And it's tragic because the only thing that will separate this is death. Eventually, people will just perish. And then these kids can do it whatever the hell they want to do it. But in terms of the legitimate support, I've never seen anything like this. Never seen a tsunami, but I felt one here. RFK Stadium. NFC Championship game. Dallas and Washington. So a force of nature that is conducted by human beings, you'll never feel anything like it. Those of you that were there, those of you that understand exactly what I'm saying, that's why we still do this. I'm pulling for these boys right now because I want to feel that again. Why do you keep doing it? I need that. It's important to me to feel that feeling one more time. To see what that's like. It's a force. Y'all have a little bit of Syracuse. You kind of understand it. Anywhere you've been, were you on your campus the year they had their best year in athletics? Those of you that are listening, answer that question. Were you on your campus in any phase of your life where your school, your team, had its most significant win ever? Because if you were, then you understand where I'm coming from. Once you have felt that glow, once you've been a part of something that is so special, you can't help but want to do it again and again. And again, and it escapes you. It's elusive, but it keeps people doing it. They want to be you. You weren't. When the Qs were number one,
when we won in 03?
Yeah,
I was born.
He was born. Okay,
I was 7.
Okay, so that was the influence. But at least recollection, you got something. That's how important. That's what we're chasing. Why do we do this? We're chasing this because you want that so hard to match it up with it. I'm watching the Les Boulets the other night, watching the big boy. I give him credit. I didn't know he had it in him, but he does. When you don't miss on your hot top picks, you got a chance. I was listening to that big guy that's on here a lot, and he was talking about impact players. And he was talking about it and throwing it around loose randomly as if there's 32 rush-ins in the game. Do you know how many there are? How many impact edge rushers are there in the game of 32 teams? How many are there? Is there a dozen?
I wouldn't say a dozen.
I mean, dudes that I'm watching one dude last night. He's a freak. And the whole game is still a play. TJ Watt, TJ Watt. His name was never not mentioned. I watched the Lions against us the other day. And you watch him where that dude is. They got to circle him. Here he's over here. There he's relentless. They blocking him with two people. They chipping on him. Somebody that's that demanding. That's what you're looking for. Y'all faked around and faked yourself into thinking you had four of them. That's why I laughed at you so much. We got four number one. You ain't got nothing. You ain't had nobody in here that has been as destructive as Dexter Manley and Charles Mann. If you have, let me know. Wilbur Marshall cut up some dirt for a minute. But who, I mean, I'm talking about a Hellcat. I'm talking about somebody you have to block. You have to assign two human beings to. You tell me, who was it? Who is it? Y'all make me so sick. Listen around, bag this, bag that. You ain't had nobody worthy of a bag. That's why you can't win no barbershop talks. Y'all can't win none of it. Because you keep taking a bite out of the wrong apple. We'll see. One thing about that big guy, he was right about it. Who are you impactful? There's just a, they're rare. And that's why your boy Jerry, he gave up one. Who does that? Who does it and survives it? We'll see. We'll see. And you know you're going to hell in a handbag? When you pay somebody like that one that isn't that guy, you're done. And the money's cut up now, and you picked the wrong person. I love it how y'all keep throwing around Beathard's name around. I hear you every time you say it. You better hope you get that lucky. Because the key is getting somebody that has the skill set, but you don't have to pay for them. That's what late round draft picks are. When you grab somebody special and you don't have to overpay them, then you win. Then you win. The quarterback, how long were we chasing it? Can you believe the people we put on the pedestal in this town in the last 10 years? In the last 10 years that you thought was that dude, wasn't that dude. Now that you have that dude, see the difference? Do you see the difference? Yeah, I hope you do. Keep disrespecting your old line. You'll get nothing for it. You'll be stuck in the middle of the pack for the rest of your life. And you should know better. Because the only last time you won because you had some bad dudes up front. 620 in the nation's capital. Burgundy and gold today. This is nothing new. See, that's why you and I gonna have a problem. I keep telling you to let him go. You keep taking the bite. He's going to do it. He's going to be here. I say he's not going to do it. He's going to be late.
I know he's cooked.
And you know he's going to be late.
He's cooked.
We'll be right back.
But first, let's get an update on the latest in the world of women's sports.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
I think Athens out in Annapolis must be one of the few callers in the country that has a theme music that plays for him. That's when you know you've made it in the talk radio business. Big A, what up?
Oh, hey, my friend. Yeah, I definitely got a couple, especially on the Rooster Show.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
You know, Doc, I hate to say it because you and I mostly agree on everything, but right now with this team, there's bad teams, and then there's 500 feet of manure, mm-hmm. and then there's us. I mean, I go off of what I see, just like you do, mm-hmm. and I've seen a month of football, that's 16 quarters, 14 mm-hmm. of those quarters, you've been dog walked up and down the field, you've been punked, you've been some words I can't use on mm-hmm. the air right now.
I feel you.
And what I want to see is anybody going to get pissed off, or are we waiting to lose the rest of our games? Because you picked the players, mm-hmm. and obviously some of them are not up to snuff right now, but now that the head coach has taken over the defense, I want to know what's going to change. Is it going to be any more effort, or is there going to be a defensive tackle who got the bag, as you say, and got thrown out of the game 10 plays in or whatever? Because to my opinion, he didn't even want to be out there. He saw the way they were getting made somebody's you-know-what.
I ain't giving you that option. I'm not letting you off that easy. You're going to play. And he's going to pay a personal fine, and I'm hoping it works out that way. You pay from the bag, but you playing. I hope they didn't leave home without him.
Well, from what I read on the NFLPA statement, and he can appeal it, but the decision will come out by Thursday. I don't think he's going, but we'll see.
Well, I would call Kevin Sheehan, and I would ask if we could borrow his aircraft, and we would fly him over there if he wins that appeal.
Yeah, that's another option. But, you know, Doc, what I want to see is just some damn effort. I want to see some of these rookies, some of these second-year guys
get
better.
What happened to
Johnny Newton?
They're not in the game. And when he's in the game, I don't know he's in the game.
What about guys like Johnny Newton?
I don't know he's in the game.
What about guys like Johnny Newton?
Is he hurt?
Not that I know of.
Are we stunting him enough? It's not only do you get him in the game, but do we get him in the game doing what they do best? Don't know what that is. And now that we're going to run the defense, who runs the offense? I thought the head coach ran everything. The only thing that he doesn't need to be involved in, to me, is special teams, because that's the only unit I don't question it.
Yeah, they're definitely number one in that. But Terry don't play defense, and he's out again this week, so they don't have him either. And I guess we underestimated, you know, how big of a important part he was to not only the offense but the defense.
I've admitted that. I didn't realize the spiritual grip that he had on the entire team. And then I went back on and said, hey, knucklehead, who leads him out every week? Hey, knucklehead, who's the official, unofficial spokesperson for them? Hey, knucklehead, who is him? It's him. That's my bad.
Well, there's got to be some accountability here sooner than later.
Well, nobody's perfect. I don't demand that nobody be perfect. But if I have a bad day, right. I'd like you to know you have my back. So I'm going now. We got to rescue. I don't believe in rescuing coaches. You crippled him when you put him down on the floor. Now, had it worked, you could have said it was a spark. No, I don't even want it if it works. You're acting like he's not at practice. He's there every damn day. So are you. Everybody's there. And they still look like they're lost. That's the scapegoat move. I hate that. Because now what you're going to do if you get your teeth smashed in this week?
Well, you said about having their back. Right now they're spending too much time on their backs, and I'm tired of seeing it. So it's put up or shut up time, because you lose to Miami, and they just came off of beating maybe the best team in the AFC. It's going to be a long bye week. It might need two or three bye weeks to get through this.
Well,
one.
NFL, but, though, everybody, and that's one thing they have said in all their little sayings. You're right. Anybody can get you, because now they look at you as being vulnerable. See, what happens, and this is why I respect Kansas City so much, they're everybody's number one out every time they play them. They got to deal with that every stinking game, no matter who they play, because it's everybody's Super Bowl. And Buffalo just showed us they're not built that way. Who would have thought it? Somebody bet on them. I'm sure she and one of the guys bet on them, or Lurch. Somebody bet on them and won big. I would have never done it. But that's what makes this so fascinating. Who can you count on? Who's good every damn week out, for the most part? Week in and week out. And it's a grind. And it's difficult. Texas is up and down. People who we thought, the Carolina up and down. The Browns down. The Steelers last night, if you saw that. But San Diego, I did it again. The L.A. Chargers. They say, hey, we're not too good today. We're beat up. They're still a hard out. And if they're full strength, you don't have a chance. They choke you to death. Why? Because their coach is smart enough to realize in today's game, if you want to win, you can't be selfish. You have to slow the game down. And you can't do that throwing every down. You have got to have an established running game. And you have to force your opponent to do what he doesn't want to do. And that is throw. Nobody smart wants to have to do that and make their quarterback vulnerable. You do it out of necessity. So we'll see. We'll find out. But what's DQ going to do next week? If the offense doesn't go, you going to take that over? I thought he was already in charge of everything.
Well, just like back in when you guys lost five straight and Gibbs was trying to make you guys Air Coryell and all that, you got to adjust to what your guys do well.
And oh, you remember
they do that.
That
with all these adjustments.
You remember that?
There.
Yeah, you remember.
Yeah, I was a young pup, but I
yeah,
was
you remember.
Yeah,
but remember. See, it seems like nobody else. They haven't even done their history book on the team. This has been tried. Oh, he tried it. But you know what you love him for? He said, this is what I want to be. But it doesn't want me to be it, so I'm going to be who I am. He played center. He coached offensive line. That's who he is. And as a result, the rest is history. People trying to force themselves into something they're not. Be who you are. Your team is built. The offensive line is your deepest position. Put 78 in there, tight end. The Steelers at least kind of know who they are. They just can't get it together as to who they pick to lead them. But their identity is never in question. Ours is always up for grabs nowadays.
Until we prove otherwise.
Well, we'll see. Always good chopping it up, man. Appreciate you.
You too, bud.
This is Mark. Is this the Mark on hold? Marco.
Hello.
Marco.
Hello, hey, Doc. This is one of the marks. This is the mark that goes way back to saw you that Monday night when the blimp was over RFK.
Oh, my goodness. My about, God, that's a long time.
Something about school. We had a teacher across the street over there, across from the stadium. Mm-hmm. Her name was Miss Harden, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody knew that she was the most strict, most professional, most A-student producing teacher in the building. When Miss Harden wasn't in the building, maybe she had to, you know, vacation, you know, sick for a week. We didn't have long division tests on Wednesday. You know what that was, Doc? She made you go up to the board, do long division. We couldn't leave until the problem was right. And if the person up there didn't get it right, somebody else had better go up there and help them get it right. And to make, she said, I'm teaching the whole class, not just the smart ones. So, see, we didn't have to leave. That's the Terry McLaurin thing you're talking about. In the summer, what, were they passing all the tests in the summer? Who passed long division every week? Did they pass every week? Did they pass last week? You're talking about skiing. Do they know it? Do they get tested? Quint, does Dan Quint give them that Wednesday long division test? Right? Who knows the scheme we're running?
Boy, you're preaching. You're preaching.
I saw a pass play where it was five commanders looking, and there was one lion, and they threw it to him. What were they looking at? That's long division. So you can't be I'm gone, though.
Appreciate you, man. See, that's we talking in tongues now. The old folks are talking in tongues, getting it done. We overcomplicate it, man. It's not that complicated. Simplicity, man. Don't be afraid to be boring and to be standard. It's called gap control, right? Do you know what that means? Think about that. We'll talk about it when we come back here on Burgundy and Gold today. DOC, along with super producer Anthony Haney. And those of you that tuned in thinking that that guy, BTB, was going to be here, I'm sure eventually he will show up. We won't be on the air, but I'm certain he'll show up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Ant-Man in charge. John out in Sooner Country, Oklahoma. What's on your mind, my friend?
Hey, Doc, I just realized the other day, every time I've been calling you, you usually say Boomer. I'm supposed to say Sooner, but I'm so locked in about these skins, man. I don't even know what I'm doing half the time.
Yeah, we're going through a period right now, but it doesn't have to define us.
No. I don't know. Do you ever heard the term a good offense is a better defense? You know, Doc?
Absolutely. It works in conjunction.
Yeah, I tell you, I've been watching them for like 53 years, and this may be a stretch right here. I don't say we got the Dolphins. If we can just beat them and the Giants and sneak up on the Cowboys, hey, I think we'll finish pretty good.
Well, you know, one thing about it is that we have to win. Coach Sheehan would say, none of these scenarios work if we don't win the game. We have to win the game. Then everything starts.
Yeah, and I don't care for the fact that he's going to call the play. Our defensive coordinator, he's not the problem. I mean, I think a lot of the problem, though, Doc, is this grab back. Oh, excuse me. Playing butts in a practice, you know, they play that grab butt like, they don't practice hard enough. Everybody wants to be a friend instead of a head coach, you know, and you don't ever see him getting on anybody. Maybe you don't do that in public. I don't know. But you got to, you know, let them know who's running the ship. And I don't think he did him right, man. I don't. I mean, I don't think he got enough players. And if they do get players, they got to start on that defensive line, Doc. Like you said, manly and man, best defensive end.
It's about pressure, man. It never has been about – most teams, when you think about their heydays, when they were really good, when the Giants were really, really good, I mean, they had two, three animals coming off that edge. I think they're going to be good again, and they're trying to build it like they did once upon a time. You don't think of success without thinking about Michael Strahan. You don't think about success unless you think about the Philly people coming off the edge, man. It's pressure. Yeah, the offense, all that matters too, but you got to be able to stop people.
Yeah. And they make the back end look good, Doc. You can't cover back there. I mean, you can get by. But I don't know why they – you know, Doc, I'm old-fashioned like you probably. It's one at the line of scrimmage, man, on both sides of the ball. You got to dominate the line of scrimmage. They keep trying to reinvent the wheel, man, and they ain't ever going
to
happen.
Well, they're trying deception. Everybody wants to be in the magic, hocus pocus.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to get you. We're going to zoom you out of the deal with formations. Look, I'm not mad at them. You know, it's everything's innovation. I was trying to tell a group the other day, do you remember Tonka Toys?
Tonka Toys.
I mean, you start to think about things, and you look at it, and you go, that used to consume hours of my time. And now that looks so primitive. I mean, it's like these kids have little computers now. I mean, everything has changed. It was like you got to let it go, make the adjustment. If I told somebody now about Jax, who would play Jax? I mean, think about it. I mean, who was going to play Jax?
They don't have a clue.
They don't have a clue, man.
Let them step on one of them.
Step on the Jax. That's right. No, it's unbelievable. I say Tonka Toy. I can say so many different things, and it just makes you – it makes me laugh. And so now everything's innovative. And now because of all the statistical shops and Pro Football Focus and everybody thinks they can talk the jargon and they understand they don't have a chance in hell – of figuring out what any of it means. And if you can't control the line of scrimmage, if you can't block the guy right in front of you, you're not going to be very good, period.
I know it, Doc. I know I'm preaching to the choir when I tell you that, but I hope somebody listened down there.
Well, look at the Rams. Have you seen the Rams lately? Yeah, they're not bad. With Ole McVay.
Look at that.
But the defense, they went through the draft. They got some young boys that come off the edge. They got people to come after you.
Look at that Seattle line, that Seattle defensive line. They control the game. That Seattle defensive line controls the game.
Well, same thing in Baltimore. It's a system. They've got three programs, the Chargers, the Ravens, and the Seahawks. They're three clone programs, all doing about the same thing. They knock you off the ball. They pressure your quarterback. It's how they. It's this Harbaugh method of football, and it just amazes me. Look at New England right now. People passed on Vrabel. I don't know if he came here or not. I thought he came, and I go, "Are you kidding me? This dude is a refined version of the caveman in Detroit."
Yeah,
and people passed on him because you know why? Because half this league is brain dead when it comes to the sport that they own.
I know it. I'll tell you,
it's crazy.
They got to, probably the way you practice. And when they don't practice full speed, how are you going to play full speed? I don't understand, you know, out there doing that kind of soft practice. And
well,
stuff.
I got to tell you what, if I was older, if my 30s, mid-30s, I want to be with Coach because he gives you a veteran day off and he makes it it very comfortable for him. And nobody complained about it when he won 12 games. Yeah. Nobody said a word.
Oh, yeah.
So you can't have it both ways. He, you know what? DQ, he knows what he's doing. We've got a good training staff. We've got a good strength and conditioning staff. We have just got to run the damn ball more. And all this can be saved.
You got to dominate the line.
Yeah.
Doc, one more thing.
Okay.
If they just learn the man in front of you is your responsibility, first responsibility. Dominate him, and the guy in the backfield to do the rest can do his job. The big boys make the plays that make the guys behind them look good, you know. It's never going to change until they, you know, just got to have the big boys up front. And that's what takes start.
Always good hearing your voice, brother. Stay strong out in Oklahoma. Be good. It is 6:53 here in the nation's capital. And for those of you that are wondering what happened to Willingham, how many times have you heard him teased or advertised on the show? How many times have you heard it? And then he not show up? I bet you there's a whole bunch of you that have heard that. In this case, I'm happy. I'm happy because less is better with him. So that's I know that's not a Fun Bunch photo that you wrote on, is it? I can't read what it is anyways. You might try. Let me just a new innovation. That's called texting. I know you went to Syracuse, so guys are basically watching film.
Yeah, Linnell will no longer be a guest on the Burgundy and Gold when the DLC's in the chair.
Oh, that's a beautiful. You said that before.
Executive design.
No, you said it before. You said it before. I believe.
I've never said that. But this time, Doc. Oh, I mean it.
Yeah, well, you know.
I mean it, sir.
I see. I've heard you say that before. I believe it.
You've heard when me say that?
And every time you say he's coming on, I say, why? And then you pull an executive on me. I say, okay, good. Your show. I do as I'm told and instructed.
But this is a promise I'm standing by.
Yeah, well.
Who you got tonight? I think you said you had the Eagles winning tonight. Do you want to change your answer?
Why?
Let me give
us
some Luther on the way out.
Why would I do that?
I don't know.
First of all, who's playing?
You know how Linnell, like, through the week,
Linnell,
he'll say the opposing team's going to win, and then Sunday comes, and
he tries to change up.
Yeah.
So it's Eagles and who?
Eagles and the Packers. Go, Pack, go. I chose the Packers. I'm not budging.
Well, the Eagles are the only team that knows how to block that kid on the end.
Okay.
But, you know, the Packers are a good pick. I'd like to pick the Packers. I really would. I just cannot go against a program that does exactly what I want them to do.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, they're everything I preach. How can I not go with them?
You're right.
They don't give a damn about style points. They want to maul you, and I just can't go against that. So I got to go with the Birds.
Say no more.
Okay. It was great, though. Good speaking with you today, and our fan base, our people out here at Odyssey. It's a great group to be a part of, man. Hail to the victors.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.